since that time, we've only seen 4 cases that cover the VA SESers. One of them settled, one was withdrawn, 2 went to a hearing, and both lost. One of them is Ms. Hellman, who is the director of the Phoenix VA Center. She's actually appealing her case to the Federal Circuit right now.
That's actually a complaint that you hear from Congress, from members who have championed the law, that the VA isn't using it. But this law, as you see it, really threatens the system that the MSPB is set up to protect.
Well, there are a couple things here, and this is all being litigated. There's some serious constitutional concerns here, and the White House has said the same thing. A number of lawmakers have said the same thing. And they're very legalistic in nature, but it boils down to how much process is due, if any. And because the scandal last year, Congress has determined there's less process due for the VA. Internally, I can tell you what we've seen. These cases are, because they have to be adjudicated in 21 days, they go to the top of our docket. And it's not just one administrative judge handling it. It's actually a team back home putting together the case. And just let me clarify something else. Even though the process is 21 days, the parties only have 18 days to do their discovery, to review documents. We reserve the remainder of that time for us, for our staff, to for the AJ to complete the adjudication process. Thousands of pages of documents, lots of constitutional issues, not simple cases. And people are throwing, both sides are throwing everything they have into this case because there's a lot at stake on both sides. As a practical matter, we are seeing that any AJ or team of AJs who are working on these cases set all the other cases aside. So if there's a whistleblower case, if there's another removal, if there's a veterans case, that case goes to the back of the docket until the 21 days have expired. If the new legislation for Title 38, the healthcare professionals, passes, it's a 45-day period instead of 21 days. It's fast. It's lightning speed, even at 45 days. It will change ultimately if we get a volume of cases the way we do business.
Are you bracing for an influx of cases under these laws?
When this legislation passed, we heard anecdotal statements that there were 20 to 30 potential VA SESers who could fall within the coverage of that law. 4 today. How many will come out of 190,000? I don't know, but certainly more than 4. Do we brace for it? I can tell you right now that internally we have created a rule that would help us adjudicate these cases. It will mirror what we have for the VA SESer legislation. But certainly, you know, once we heard this was out there, we're preparing so we can publish the rule as quickly as possible.
Earlier this week, the champion of the law, Jeff Miller, spoke to the disabled American veterans in Denver, suggesting that this legislation should really apply to the whole civil sector of the government. If, you know, not single VA out, but this would be good legislation for all agencies.
I did not hear that comment, but that does not surprise me. It doesn't differ from what we have heard anecdotally in our travels. If that happens, that will change the way we do business. We know the constitutional issues are being litigated. We know where the White House stands on this issue. We'll have to see how it plays out.